Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Good to be back with you. It's been several days since I recorded something for you. I hope you've been enjoying it. Thanks again to ESPN FC for allowing us to make an audio version of the column that I write for them each week. Go to ESPN FC and sample their wares. They're very good at sport. They're very good. They've got an ology. And I'm glad to be back on this part of the big interview feed. It's so enjoyable to get your involvement. Your comments on things that I write or say. It's so enjoyable to go to interviews like we did this week with Manuel Pellegrini with several questions from socios. If yours wasn't read out, I apologise. Next time we have an interview, hopefully that'll be next week. Please send one in. I do my very best to fit in as many questions as I can. There's also the Q&A that we do monthly with the mighty Pete Jensen. I've said this before, so I do stand accused of repetition, but I found myself last night after the match at the Camp Nou telling somebody what my last 2 weeks have been like. And I texted him that I've done interviews with Enzo Fernandez, Kepa, Pulisic, Imanol Aguasil, Mikel Merino, Chris Smalling, Harry Kewell, Gavi, Dani Olmo, Manuel Pellegrini, Brahim Diaz, Fridolino Rolfe, Lucy Bronze, Jonathan Giraldes, Vicky Losada, and Alessandro Spugna. Giraldes is the Barca women's coach, and Alessandro Spugna is the Roma women's coach. It was a very entertaining match at Camp Nou in the quarter-final second leg. Last night finished 5-1 to Barcelona, last night being Wednesday evening. And during that interview span that I've just read out to you, which I think is 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 interviews in 14 days. There's also been a classical, Madrid v Liverpool. I went to that at the Bernabeu. La Real against Roma up in the Reali Arena, if we want to pleasure their sponsors. Not biblically, but if we want to please their sponsors. Anoeta to you and me, and 10 different flights in 14 days. So sometimes things determinedly continue to happen out with my little whirlwind of chitter-chatter and flying. Across the interviews, I've really enjoyed myself. It's good because sometimes you're trying to tease out good conversation, good anecdotes sometimes, good points of view from people like Harry Kewell or from Manuel Pellegrini, where it's more stepping back and putting a broad focus on either their current work or their career, or intermingling both. And I've got pretty much complete liberty because they're our interview, yours and mine. On other occasions, I might be doing the interviews for ESPN or for UEFA, for really whoever it might be. And it's good to be tested. Gavi was very friendly and helpful, but three different Spain press officers came in before the interview and said, "Oh, you got Gavi. Good luck, mate." And he was a gem. He worked away. Speaking at length about football, or speaking at length into a mic, it's not really his thing yet. And at 18, is he still 18? Then why would it be? But he was game. He did his very best and I appreciated it. There was a really good section from Dani Olmo about visualisation and visualising first contact with the ball, opponents and scoring, and he went out the following Saturday and scored immediately. Brahim Diaz at Milan was a real treat. What a lively, sparky, friendly kid, 23-year-old kid to me. He is. I'm grateful to everybody in that sequence who's taken time. Lucy Bronze was very sharp, very interesting. Talked about playing with some of the most intelligent footballers that she's ever encountered in her career in this current Barcelona setup. And listen, I could go on. I don't mean to, but I think I'm trying to transmit the different ways that you can enjoy that hectic lifestyle, which definitely takes its toll because during that time I've had a flight cancelled, we've had to disembark, numerous delays where you're 2, 3, 4 hours late, you're travelling across different countries, it's sometimes you get a spell where it's 4 flights in 24 hours. Sometimes when I'm in that little bubble, that little whirlwind of activity and interviews and matches, the outside world carries on without my permission and things happen. And because things happen, sometimes I write columns like this.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Two seismic events last weekend have made those of us who love having Carlo Ancelotti in La Liga shiver with anticipation of impending change. Those events were Brazil being embarrassed by Morocco and then declaring their intention to appoint Ancelotti, plus by Sunday night, Tottenham Hotspur sacking Antonio Conte. Brazil have wanted Ancelotti to succeed Tite since they failed in Qatar and Pep Guardiola, having looked like he'd accept the job, turned them down. But somewhat humiliatingly for the pentacampeons, 5 times world champions, they're currently hanging around treading water with an interim coach, resigned to looking increasingly needy until they finally get a firm yes or no from Real Madrid's coach. Brazil's fanatical footballing public, their haughty and ambitious football media, and their often pompous ruling body, the CBF, do not regard defeats like that suffered in Tangier 2-1 as an occupational hazard. They view losing any football match as an alien phenomenon, belittling, besmirching, and frankly, a concept which should be exclusively for Bolivia, San Marino, or Luxembourg to cope with. Asterisk, Spain too, as far as this week. In other words, Brazilians believe losing is so far beneath them that it should induce vertigo. Therefore, to be knocked out of the World Cup quarterfinal by a Croatia, who, from the Brazilian perspective, were almost a star footballer vacuum, and who were just 3 minutes from elimination, well, from Recife to Curitiba via Sao Paulo and Rio, that was viewed as an exercise in self-harm. Worse, to witness arch-enemies Argentina not only lift their trophy, but woo the world for its affection in what's now arguably the greatest World Cup final match of all time, well, that was rubbing the contents of an entire salt mine in Brazil's open, seeping wound. A wound first inflicted, remember, when Brazil were beaten by a Leo Messi-inspired Albi Celeste in the Copa America final of 2021. Now, on top of all that, to be defeated by Morocco, nightmare. Hold on. Please don't splutter and protest that Walid Regragui's team went further, semi-finals, than Brazil and Qatar. That's the naive application of stark facts and hard truth. No time for those in Brazil right now. This nation, which instinctively believes that it owns international football, simply cannot endure any more of the current humiliation. Efforts to lure Ancelotti to take over in June will now accelerate and reach ramming speed or hit the rocks. The exact wording of what CBF president Ednaldo Rodrigues told agency reporters is, "We need a winning coach who plays attacking football, which fits with the Brazil national team idea, and one who'll begin a cycle with us, which will take us through at least until the next World Cup. I do admire Carlo Ancelotti personally. He's a coach who has unanimous respect from footballers, not just Ronaldo Nazario or Vinicius Jr., everyone who's played for him. And he's a fan's favourite too, because at every stadium I go to, they ask me about him. Carlo's a top coach with a list of great successes behind him, and we hope he still has some to come. We have faith in God. We'll wait until the right moment, and then we shall see if we can make it happen as the fruition of our search for the next Brazil coach. We will be absolutely ethical in our process, and we will respect any contract which is still in force." If it eventually transpires that Ancelotti or his agent had told Brazil, "It's time you made a public declaration of intent in order to help me negotiate this out with Florentino," then don't colour me surprised. Spurs, of course, are quite a different package. Their urgency isn't because they have temporarily stopped being kings of all they survey. It's because they fear becoming court jesters. It's also fundamentally because they yearn to lift a big trophy and because their most recently sacked manager made a hugely critical "the emperor's not wearing any clothes" fuss about his employers and playing staff before being expensively ushered out the door on Sunday. And in the only parallel between Tottenham Hotspur and Brazil having to suffer the football migraine of Argentina's love-in with most of the rest of the planet, the Spurs have Arsenal just itching to mock them still further. Are the Gunners England's champions-elect? A petrifying thought to everyone of the Spurs persuasion, Daniel Levy included. Now, be under no illusions. Spurs want Maurizio Pochettino back, not Ancelotti. I'm crystal clear that Tottenham Hotspur, quite legitimately, given that he's not currently employed, have been murmuring to Poch and his staff for some months now. "Come back at the end of the season," has been Levy's siren song to the much-loved Argentinian who took Tottenham to a Champions League final. I judge that it was this temptation of returning to his old club in the summer which was the principal reason that when offered a chance to interview for the Chelsea job ahead of Graham Potter, Pochettino's representative team hummed and hawed so much, already having been warned that it was a shotgun situation and that Chelsea's owners wanted a manager in place for the following weekend. So much did they hum and haw, in fact, that Pochettino's people dragged their feet sufficiently for Todd Boehly to abandon his original instinct to prioritise the Argentinian, to pay Brighton's penalty clause for taking their manager, and effectively to appoint his dark horse choice for the job. However, Pochettino narrowly missed out on the Madrid job once before and will have no intention of letting that happen to him again if the opportunity is likely to arise. That happened in summer 2018, just a few short weeks after the Argentinian had renewed and extended his Spurs contract. Zinedine Zidane had walked out on Madrid immediately after winning the Champions League in Kiev, and the power duo of Florentino Perez and José Ángel Sánchez wanted Pochettino to succeed him. They discovered, to their disgust, that neither Pochettino nor his representatives had pushed to include a buyout clause in the new contract. Effectively, Pochettino was ungettable. The three men, Florentino, José Ángel Sánchez and Pochettino, met by chance at a society wedding in Madrid that summer, and Pochettino was told by Real Madrid's power duo that if he'd had a specified get-out clause with either a price or Real Madrid as the named club written into his new Spurs contract, then he would already have been liberated from it and he'd be in charge of Los Blancos. So, here's the sum total. Here's where we are. Florentino Pérez has never before, during his near quarter century in charge of Madrid, seen his team lose to Barcelona four times within the space of 8 months of the same season, even if one of them was a friendly. Meaning that grave doubts about whether Ancelotti should see out the remaining 15 months of his contract will be gnawing at Real Madrid's president's mind. Pochettino, unless Spurs pull off the most remarkable coup by persuading him to commit to them immediately, is currently free to join Madrid without any compensation being paid. Not an immaterial fact by any means. Meaning that the Argentinian will be waiting impatiently to see what happens to his Italian counterpart, balancing the need to answer Daniel Levy's urgent entreaties to come back to Spurs with his own instinct to wait until the last possible moment to determine whether or not there's a vacancy at the Bernabeu. A job, remember, where winning trophies is, unlike at Spurs, almost a guaranteed part of the employment package. The other, meanwhile, is that both Ancelotti and Perez now have it out in the open, fully on the record, no longer hush-hush, that the CBF want Madrid's coach to liberate himself from his current contract and join them, or that they'll take him if he's fired by Madrid. All in all, it's a gigantic poker game. Brazil, Madrid, Spurs, Pochettino and Ancelotti all have their hand of cards. There's a smattering of aces, kings and queens between the players, and the wild card can easily be the sudden arrival of a guy like Julian Nagelsmann at the table. But with the Brazilian FA having raised Real Madrid by openly declaring that their players, their fans, and they themselves wish to hire Ancelotti, there's now no question that the dealer has done his work. The rivals are viewing each other warily over their fanned five-card spread, and whoever plays his hand best has a huge pot to win. Undoubtedly, we will now see a lot of the great art of bluff and deception before the winner or winners are declared. And please, never discard the possibility that there's a wild card in play. But if by July, Brazil are coached by Carlo Ancelotti, Madrid by Maurizio Pochettino, and Spurs by Luis Enrique Martinez, then it shouldn't greatly shock anybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.